Let me say, I don't think that Marty or LaRue or Mitchell or Drew or anybody want to hurt the president. I'm sure they don't feel that way. They're cold. How about our cold?
I jump ahead and do everything he can on there to try to get out.
That has got to be the attitude for everybody because this is a man who got that law. But also, it happens to be true. I do it on the front.
They don't have that doesn't apply, and they do, I think, rationalize it themselves. Hurting or getting anybody else could be tracked good for the president rather than bad. And that's where it's better than all of the foundation. Well, certainly both would be the top of that. Both versus them, all of them being
that. You see, I think a Marty started the time so that he's actually even close with the Enoch.
Well, maybe. If he's going to the White House, that could be where he's
maybe both
parties. No, I mean, I don't think it's any. Personally, that are against me, I think he would. I know he needs to go,
but
they don't think any individual group does it. It's okay.
You can make a hell of a circumstantial case on COVID. He's a guy that, you know, he's seen his buddy, and Liddy, who, well, apparently, he was a little more deep than that. I'm sorry. I've had tons of money.
Yeah, but
of course, right. But, you know, I mean, COVID is closer to this. Group of robbers than anybody else. That's the problem. Coleman's got a very
good no family.
Oh, no. Okay.
I mean, yeah, that is part of what he's wanting, but he has no strength of his strength.
Well, that's how I do this.
I did this then over. I figured that.
I mean, he didn't cut. I'm taking this money. So, for the cover up. I do it for the purpose of helping the poor bastards through the trial.
You can't ask for that, John. You can't. Or could you? I guess you could. How do you see? Could you could you have a support program for these people for 4 years?
Order, maybe they won't come after me in court, so I'll be
He will become a focal point in the earth.
But we'll have, yes, exactly.
It'll be a focal point.
It'll be a deep rock.
With less protection.
That's right.
And with less attack.
Well, the point that I see,
he did with all the properties.
Yeah.
In terms of the higher good.
But being, he's going to have a problem with being. I feel that I did not problem.
I have something.
But I mean about the motive.
I have something.
What did he say about the motive? He said it was a question.
No. He said he knew. He had to know that people were trying to bring that result about.
Right.
And he said, you know, the way I got into this was I would go to the meetings in IAMA headquarters, and we'd get through the meeting, and Mitchell and LaRue would say Marty and LaRue would say, well, Mitchell, you've got to do something about this. And Mitchell's strong answer was to turn to John Dee.
What do you
got to do? And so John said, I got to be a kind of a water carrier. I'd come back from those meetings and I'd kind of see Bob or me or somebody else and say, well, Mitchell's got this big problem. And then they'd say to me, well, I don't know what I'll do.
What would he say? What would he say was the problem?
He'd say, these guys, Hunt's getting jittery and says that he's got to have a few $1,000 and Mitchell's terribly worried about it. And it was never his friend, but it was certainly understood.
Okay, on the question of Moody, then, it's a little conversation to keep from the perspective that Moody was never discussed.
Never discussed with me, you know.
Right.
Right.
The Moody was the health defendants who were, by golly, who was working for it.
Well, okay, but he never really got that far because my conversation with John was whatever that's interesting. I just don't know what to do for him.
Yeah, and they may have gone further than you, Bob.
We referred him to Kalmbach. He laid it to Kalmbach. I aimed at the middle. And just got he can't come here and ask for help. We don't have it. Yeah. The one thing, where did you go for 31 RT back? It was in the sense that it was 350
that we had,
which was on our own. We did move back over there.
For this purpose?
You might be able to go over
there. Who asked for it?
Nobody.
I mean, how did somebody get it for that? Who took the move on the 360?
I did.
How did we know it?
Nobody came to you. Gordon Shaw came to me after the election and said, you have $350,000 in cash, what do you want to do with it?
This was not requested by the roof.
No.
Of course.
No, the problem was getting the thing about it. It was missing.
They didn't know how to
work. That money, the roof didn't know what
that is. That
money was what I'm saying. The roof wanted it. But they knew what money they had. They should not have account for it.
Well, then,
frankly, he wouldn't have account for it, in my opinion.
Well, but he was
a 1971,
right?
He would have to account for it now, because President Lou is in personal receipt through grand jury knowledge of $328,000 in cash delivered to him the night of the department by Gordon Shaw. One new witness to that transaction for Shaw and LaRue.
LaRue does.
And Shaw just testified that what happened. Well, LaRue is there, Rob. What do you do? And that's why the name comes in. He's got an IRS problem, so he can't get that account.
And you do what did you say? Because I use it for hush money.
I don't know what it is. It's probably a package, you know.
That helps.
That certainly doesn't help us.
The other thing he said, well, I've retained it in the fund for future campaigns.
I'm so sure that I have. I'm sure he didn't have. I'm not sure either, but I assume that if I run out to debate people, that's my assumption. I think he says that. He says, we have only two problems that we have to have in the White House. One is the fact that we made a referral to Kalmbach. But he said, that needs to be explained. And that's the only two problems. The other is $350,000, and that needs to be explained. And he's not the major problem. He's clearly explained. And we have no problem with the aftermath. I'm writing the 350 into my statement. Because the question would have wanted.
Oh, yeah. Put it in there.
Nobody that of others and frankly than I have been since a week ago, well, 2 weeks ago.
That kind of knowledge that we had was not active knowledge, like the kind of knowledge that I put together last night. I have no really what's been bothering me this week.
Yeah.
But what's been bothering me is
that with knowledge we are still not doing it right.
That's exactly right.
The law and order. God damn it, that's the way I am.
Right.
You know, it is painful to do it.
Mental thing is
God damn pain for it. But put together, and he just can't bring himself to talk.
do about it. You can't do it. Directly to my function. Likely what I really got for you is the same position. Well, the John Mitchell, let's say, will never go to prison. I agree with that assumption. I think what will happen is that you will put on the God Masters. Defense, the fight that you have, you're suggesting, and then you not put on the defense. You're suggesting you go in and say, look, I am responsible here. I held out, I'm responsible. And and nobody else has that is myself. That's it, and I want to see. God, the innocent people are the experienced thing. People understand. How is it going to come out? Once you are possessed of reasonable body knowledge, you are a believer. You have an obligation to do something. Rather than simply to turn it over to you as an attorney, the things you are doing. Is giving him an opportunity to come forward for rather than having a special prosecutor say that he comes for a special prosecutor present the judgment. The idea is to turn it over to the U.S. attorney. Call in that, which I could do, or call in the attorney general, which I could do, but I obviously do this because I cannot have it. Now, of course, he's going to ask, well, now, John, what knowledge do you really have except here?
What do you want me to do? I'm going to say, if you would do what I asked you, what I would suggest. knew that was something that he said after having a job waiting to talk about for years, whatever.
Do you have a way to hear it out?
Yeah, I've done it before.
I'll go hear it.
I would just have it so that you know that what we've done here. I don't want to hear the record. Please, God, don't have me hear the record.
And I'll just say, you're not going to do the service for which you're in there. I think you can come back to the city of our, but give you a witness for all that. Here are those people who question. If you're in, if you're going to have any other stuff.
And that was Mitchell said, Bob, now you were in that too. That's what I want to say. I think Bob should sit in. There's a call on this. No, I think so. I think that gives you the witness. And also, Mitchell feels he's got a friend there. And he knows that you're not just doing this on your own, freewheeling. Bob says, we've talked it all over. But we can't sit on information.
Yeah, I'm a mile from the border.
I want you to do it.